Track 6, Vision Norfolk's Tip of the Month. This month, Vision Norfolk have some suggestions on health and well-being. I suppose they might actually include slimming. But anyway, Sam is going to read their tips.
It's important for everyone to look after their health and well-being. However, there can be additional barriers for people with vision impairment. According to a 2024 study by the RNIB, adults with sight loss are around 5 times more likely to have bad or very bad general health. The challenges include reduced access to fresh food due to difficulties in cooking or shopping, difficulty accessing safe and enjoyable exercise, and social isolation and emotional challenges accompanying sight loss diagnosis. However, there are resources and tools available to allow everyone to eat well, to stay active, and support their mental health. Now, losing the ability to cook the way you used to can be a major barrier to independence. And if you are finding using your kitchen difficult or dangerous, there are tools designed to help. Food labels can be created audibly using a pen friend, and there are several systems to create tactile labels. Highly visible and tactile bonbons can be used to indicate popular temperatures around oven dials. And there are also talking versions of most common kitchen equipment, including microwaves, timers and thermometers. The Vision Norfolk Norwich Hub has a full equipment centre if you ever want to come in and try equipment and receive expert advice on what might work for you. The RNIB and other organisations, they also have equipment listed online where you can find out more about what is available from the comfort of your own home. And another important aspect of well-being is remaining active. Many sports and leisure activities have adaptable versions which are fully accessible without sight, with anything from tandem cycling, blind tennis, and even archery sessions when taught and guided by experts. Organisations such as Blind Sports UK provide information for anyone interested in competitive sport, and Vision Norfolk has regular clubs across the county designed especially for people living with sight loss, and most of which are free to attend. Now, if you're gym curious, try speaking directly to your local leisure centre. Most gyms will provide support for users with additional needs, and they are sometimes able to provide gym buddies or personal trainers to make sure that you are comfortable. And if you have any questions about equipment, exercise, healthy eating or anything else relating to well-being, please do come along to the Vision Norfolk Wellbeing Wednesday event on the 1st of October from 10:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Vision Norfolk Community Hub on Beckham Place. We will be joined by organisations that provide health and wellbeing services, and we'll be running seated exercise, crafts and gardening activities throughout the day. So please call 01603 573 000 if you have any questions.
Thank you, Sam. I believe Chatterbox will be at the wellbeing event too. So if you come, you may meet some of the voices you hear on our recordings.